Good morning. We've been chilly this morning. I don't know about you, but my vehicle was not happy with me. But faithfully and trustfully, it got going this morning and got rolling. A couple announcements while we can get it out on the radio early and beforehand. First of all, thank you to everyone who purchased sausage for the ZLS sausage sale, and all of those who helped with that sausage sale, and to all of our sponsors who participated in, and donated and sponsored the sausage sale. There were a couple notes for me to put out. Is that for anybody interested? Yes, there is still lard available. So if you want to use real lard to make your stuff or fry stuff in, there is still some lard. Last time I saw, there were in three different sizes, small, medium, and large. And there's also some couple bags of rope sausage and some backbones left also. If anybody's interested in those, please just give a holler, a call out to the school. And I'm sure they'll be able to hook you up with that. We are still looking for someone, male or female, to fill several week vacancy and custodial duties at Zion Lutheran School while Mr. Heidbreder is out for carpal tunnel surgery and his recovery. So that would be quite helpful if we could find somebody to do that, a volunteer from church or somebody from church to be able to do that. And again, contact Mark Hunsley's church office or the Board of Property and Maintenance for that. As you can see, this morning we will be celebrating the sacrament of the altar, and we will be going back with the continuous communion the way we did before we were suspended on receiving the sacrament. So as the elder does, you know, he'll pick one side or the other, and we'll start on one side or the other and go all the way back. We simply ask that as you come forward down the center aisle, stay socially distanced in family groups. As you come down the aisle, please pull your mask up. When you get up here, pull it down, receive the sacrament of the altar, pull it back up as you go around to your chair or your seat, and when you're at your seat, go ahead and take your mask off again. I'd appreciate that. Again, that's continuous communion. Welcome to everybody who's on Facebook and the radio. I think those two things were invented for just such a day as this, when it is exceptionally cold, and some people really shouldn't be out on days like that, especially the elderly and whatnot. So, having had our announcements this morning, let's continue with the singing of our opening hymn.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, February 7th, 2021 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production of this broadcast are Bill and Diane Breen, Robert Clem, and Ken Richard. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 868, Awake My Soul and With the Sun. Hymn number 868, found in the Lutheran service book. Mark and Diane Hunsley are sponsoring the flowers on the altar to the glory of God in thankfulness for all those who support Zion Lutheran School. Eleanor Gunderman is sponsoring the radio broadcast to the glory of God in memory of her parents, Elmer and Florence Wilmert, who were married February 7th, 1937.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth?
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue now with the responsive song. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting.
The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel.
He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names.
Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure.
The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre.
He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills.
He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry.
His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man.
But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Be to God on high. Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, keep your family, the church, continually in the true faith, that relying on the hope of your heavenly grace, we may ever be defended by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 40th chapter, beginning at the 21st verse. Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to dwell in, who brings princes to nothing and makes rulers of the earth as emptiness. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth when He blows on them and they wither and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom will you compare me, that I should be like Him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of His might, and because He is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow faint or weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might He increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review in regards to Christian questions and their answers. What are the words of institution?
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, He took the cup after supper, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Do you believe, then, that the true body and blood of Christ are in the sacrament?
Yes, I believe it.
What convinces you to believe this?
The word of Christ, "Take, eat, this is my body. Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood."
The epistle reading from 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, beginning at the 16th verse. For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am still entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my reward? that in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew, in order to win the Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly, I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. And immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her. And she began to serve them. That evening at sundown they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. And they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Now confess our common Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. and I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The sermon hymn is number 398, Hail to the Lord's Anointed, hymn number 398, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Sermon text this morning is our catechetical review, the words of institution. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, the Christ of God. Amen. Well, it is a happy coincidence this morning that the part of our Christian questions and answers that are our catechetical review happen to be the words of institution and what we believe according to these words. Because this morning it is good to be able to break the fast and to receive the holy meal instituted by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's as the Christian questions and answers remind us, how many gods are there? Only one. But there are three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What has Christ done for you that you trust in Him? He died for me and shed His blood for me on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. Did the Father also die for you? He did not. The Father is God only, as is the Holy Spirit. But the Son is both true God and true man. He died for me and shed His blood for me. Well, how do you know this? From the words instituting the sacrament and by His body and blood given me as a pledge in the sacrament. What are the words of institution? Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to His disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me." In the same way also He took the cup after supper. And when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me." Well, do you believe then that the true body and blood of Christ are in the sacrament? Yes, I believe it. What convinces you to believe this? The words of Christ. "Take, eat. This is My body. Drink of it, all of you. This is My blood." What should we do then when we eat His body and drink His blood and in this way receive the pledge? We should remember His death and the shedding of His blood as He taught us. "This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me." Why should we remember and proclaim His death? First, so that we should believe that no creature can make satisfaction for our sins. Only Christ, true God and man, could do that. Second, so that we may learn to be horrified by our sins and to regard them as very serious. Third, so we may find joy and comfort in Christ alone and through faith in Him be saved. What then motivated Christ to die and make full payment for your sins? His great love for His Father and for me and other sinners, as it is written in John 14, Romans 5, Galatians 2, and Ephesians 5. And finally, why do you wish to go to the sacrament? So that I may learn to believe that Christ, out of great love, died for my sins, and learn from Him to love God and my neighbor. You see, we as the body of Christ, we need the sacrament of the altar. We need to receive this meal. And one of the things that the pandemic and all the rules surrounding, and we're very thankful for our appointed and elected leaders, that they are indeed concerned about us and the safety of our populace. And they're doing their best to secure our health and the health of the populace. But still, that doesn't change that one of the things that's, I fear, going on is that these shutdowns and drawbacks are making a lot of us comfortable in missing the things that we should not feel comfortable in missing at all. Now, your pastor can't force you to do anything. These need to be internally driven. Can't force anybody to come to church. That's not how this works. Can't force anybody to receive the sacrament of the altar. It doesn't work that way. But one thing that is true is that attendance at worship, coming to church in person, shows evidence of your relationship with your Heavenly Father and with your Savior. That itself is true. It gives that outward evidence of the faith that is in the heart. Now, I'm not saying that anybody is getting a kick out of missing church, or that there's people out there who just flat out don't desire the sacrament of the altar. But what I am saying, and I think we all know this to be true, is that the more we absent themselves from things, the more we can get comfortable in their absence. Luther writes in his large catechism, "It's certainly true, as I have found in my own experience, and everyone will find in his own case, that if a person stays away from the sacrament, day by day he will become more callous and cold, and eventually will spurn it altogether. To avoid this, we must examine our heart and conscience and act like a person who really desires to be right with God. The more we do this, the more our hearts will be warmed and kindled and not grow entirely cold." Well, praise be to God that we, the members of Zion Lutheran Church here in Lincoln, do desire the sacrament of the altar. And we have longed for it to return to our midst. And after such an absence, it will be good once again to hold the body and blood of Christ in our hands and to bring it to our mouths, to be like Simeon of old, who held the baby Jesus in his hands and saw there the consolation of Israel and of all people. It'll be nice to hold that body and blood which is shed for us and given for us for the forgiveness of our sins. It is good to know that all who are physically capable and healthy will in the next few weeks be hard to keep away from church because they desire to come and to receive that very gift which our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has given for them, namely Himself. After nearly 2 months of fasting for the sacrament of the altar, we look forward again to singing the liturgy of Holy Communion. O Christ, Thou Lamb of God, have mercy upon us. Lord, Thou lettest Thou Thy servant depart in peace according to Thy word. For mine eyes have seen Thy salvation, which Thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light in the Gentiles, and the glory of Thy people, Israel. It's not that we just have an emotional attachment to singing the words into the sacrament of the altar. We go to the sacrament of the altar precisely because of what we receive in the sacrament of the altar. We receive a great treasure here. In this sacrament, we receive the forgiveness of our sins. Christ Jesus invited you to come to His table, to His meal, as a fountain of blessing and forgiveness. It is the vehicle which He delivers to you, a sure pledge against sin, against evil, and against death itself. Communion is food for your soul. It's true, of course, that in baptism you are born anew, but you still have your old Adam with you. You are still in the flesh. And let's face it, the devil doesn't leave us alone. And we still battle and fight against the temptations to sin, and we still battle and fight against sin itself. And the truth of the matter is, and the fact is, that we do get tired. Sometimes we're just run out of gas for fighting the good fight. Sometimes, like a tired warrior, we stumble and we fall. The Lord's Supper is then given to you to strengthen you so that you may not weaken in this struggle, this mighty struggle, this spiritual struggle that you individually are engaged in, but rather that you would continually go stronger even as you battle against sin, death, hell, and the devil. You see, the Christian life isn't a static life. It's not a one and done. It's a continual growing life all the time. It grows and progresses until each of us individually are called to the Lord's side. And while we're growing in faith, there is some serious opposition because the devil doesn't want you to have faith. He does not want you to spend eternity in heaven. He wants you to reject your God. He wants you to be in hell with him in his spite and his malice and his hate. This is the battle that you, my friends, are engaged in every single day. And the devil attacks you in force with frontal assaults. And if that doesn't work, well, he doesn't give up. He doesn't say, "Oh, shucks, they're too strong for me." He withdraws, he pulls away, he probes in this side and that side until he finds a weak spot in your Christian armor. He harasses you so that you get worn out and might even become indifferent to godly things. This sacrament is given for just such times when your soul feels sorely oppressed. It is nourishment given you to strengthen you in the battle. This is my body. This is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, may thy body and thy blood be for my soul the highest good. And if the wages of sin is death, then the gift of God is eternal life. So where there is the forgiveness of sins, there is nothing but life and salvation. When did Jesus institute this meal? He was celebrating the Passover with his disciples. What is he telling you? What is he telling you at the words of institution? They were remembering the Exodus from Egypt when the lamb was slaughtered. What did John the Baptist say of Jesus? "Behold, look at that one right there as he walks by the river. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin." What does Jesus say as he takes this Last Supper and he tears the unleavened bread? And he says to them, "This is my body." It's like he's saying, "Just as the lamb was slaughtered, so I will be torn in my flesh. Just as the lamb was given to you to eat in the Passover, so I am giving you myself to eat." And he took the cup. "This cup is my blood. Just as the blood of the lamb was poured out into the bowl, so my blood is poured out for you, the blood of the new covenant." And they consumed the lamb. And they took the blood with the little branches and they put it on the doorposts of the door. And why did they put the blood on the doorposts of the door? You know why they did that. So that when the angel of death came, the angel of death would pass over their houses and not one of them firstborn in their family would be slain. What is Jesus saying to you today? My body to be consumed. My blood to be put on the doorposts of your life. So that when the angel of death comes, he will not find you resting in sin and dwelling in sin. But he will find you righteous in me. And he will pass over you. And you have eternal life. This is what your Lord is saying to you today. This is what your Savior is saying as you hold his body and his blood in your very hands this morning. As you partake of this sacrament, this holy meal that looks like bread and tastes like wine, but is, as the words of Christ say, his body and his blood. For the forgiveness of your sins. With this sacrament, you, my friends, are given all the treasures of heaven. And as Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." What a glorious thing it is for you who are here today, and all of you who will be following in the weeks to come, to receive the Lord's Supper. And so I invite you here this morning, and those of you who will be coming in the days ahead, examine yourselves. Approach this table in the deepest and the most holy of reverence. Receive the body and the blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And walk from this table with the confidence of everlasting life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and your minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us please rise for the singing of the offertory, after which we will remain standing for our prayers. Let us pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We come, O Savior, to thy table, for weak and weary are our souls. Thou bread of life alone art able to satisfy and make us whole. Weary are we and heavy laden. With sin our souls are sore oppressed. Receive us graciously and gladden our hearts, for we are now your guests. Lord, may your body and your blood be for our souls the highest good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Gracious Jesus, you who came to teach, also in mercy healed the sick. Grant renewed strength and vigor to Rosemary Hamlin as she continues her battle against the coronavirus. We pray for Ruth Grelk in her infirmities and for Melinda Wolf as she may be nearing the end of her earthly days. Strengthen all those recovering from surgery and comfort those anticipating treatments or surgery, that each may find in you their strength and their peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for all those who support our school with their time and their talents and their treasure, those without whose love and care Zion Lutheran School would be hard-pressed to operate. In your grace, keep our school doctrinally strong and fiscally healthy, so that in this time of unrest and societal philosophies, our children and our families find your Son, our Savior, the solid rock on which to stand. This we ask in Christ's holy name. Amen. We continue in our order of service with the preface. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or on Facebook Live or on the Internet at www.zlclinc.org. Lincoln College is changing the schedule for Zionist services on cable channel 5 and on the LCTV app on your smartphone. We will announce the new times when we receive the new schedule. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
Thank you. We rise.
The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith into life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us with this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us to the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 528. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing, hymn number 528 found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
it. Just one last announcement that I should have said beforehand that I didn't. If you look on the back, very back page of your Zion's Light, there is one item that we have a silent auction for, and that is seed that has been donated. I just read the note here for those who don't have a bulletin in front of them. It says, while the Challenge Committee silent auction is postponed till later this spring, a date to be determined, they are grateful for three local seed dealers, Beeson Ag Center and DeKalb Hybrids, Eli Clockingay with Wiffles Hybrids, and Darren Stoll with Golden Harvest Seed, who are donating bags of corn or soybean seed to our auction, as they have in the past years. Stay tuned to the Zion Lutheran School and Zion Lutheran Church Facebook pages for more information. If you would like to receive details on the seed available and be contacted for bidding, reach out to Elizabeth Rage, and in there, there's phone numbers here to look at. So a silent auction from February 6th to February 13th. So I wanted to get that out on the Facebook broadcast this morning. May the Lord bless all of you. May He bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.